Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Hello, this is Chris Stainis, host of Voices of Women, and welcome today. So it's been kind of a funky week. Started off kind of low energy, just came out of vacation, and so it's been up and down, but I'm glad to say it's Friday, it's weekend, my energy's up now. But I'm kind of aware it's a sensitive time, lots going on in the country, as special events are occurring in many cities for the 10th anniversary of 9/11, and I know there's a big one in Seattle called One. It brings back lots of emotions for all of us, and I think we're aware of all the changes that have happened in the last decade because of this one event. So as we take time to reflect on this, let's remember those who lost their lives, those who were involved in the rescue, and those who have been living with the stress of losing loved ones. And as we reflect and honor those people, let's remember to focus on what we want and want our world to be like going forward, creating peace and showing tolerance and kindness towards each other. And on another note, I'd like to invite you to a special event by a friend of mine, someone I interviewed a few months ago. So if you're on the East Coast, you may be interested in joining Gloria Burgess at her life-changing workshop, Live Your Legacy Now, and it's at Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York, September 16th through the 18th. She's going to be leading you through how you can learn to say no to toxic people and life-draining drama and say goodbye to whatever is holding you back and say yes to create the life you want. And speaking of events, we've got one coming up in Seattle. Our Community Connection workshop is September 24th, and I have two of our guests today are going to be presenting workshops. So first I'm going to be having Melissa Wadsworth, and she is giving a workshop called Tuning to Your Intuition and Body Your Dreams. Well, that's the theme of our whole weekend. Actually, her workshop is going to be about unblocking and amplifying your creative intuition. So Melissa is a certified dream coach, an intuitive dream board artist, inspirational speaker, and author. She guides the evolutionary midlife makeovers of women at a crossroads, helping them to transition from blocked to brilliance for a fuller life of purpose, passion, confidence, and freedom. And Melissa has empowered thousands to access their creative intuition and vision, propelling them from block to brilliance. After working with Melissa, her clients have released age-old fears and self-doubt to manifest business and personal breakthroughs. From securing major speaking engagements and media attention to exploring deeper connections with loved ones and a profound alignment with their purpose and place in the world. Her fun and mind-expanding Block to Brilliance books, video courses, retreats, workshops, and one-to-one dream life coaching helps clients step out of their smallness and celebrate their authentic gifts and talents. She is an instructor at thedailyohm.com. You can find her on that website, and she's been a featured presenter at personal development events such as Harvecker's Master Your Mind Conference. And her website, you want to go check her out, is melissawadsworth.com. So welcome, Melissa, to Voices of Women.
Hi, Chris. It's great to be here.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about intuition today. And first, I want to know your story, how you moved from block to brilliance and how you used intuition in your personal life.
You know, it's been a lifelong process, and I've always been a very aware person. Even as a teenager, I remember that I was that person that watched what was going on around me. I learned by watching, how other people were living and how they were reacting to things. So I always had that sort of observer part of me that was always lit up. And as I moved through my 20s and 30s, I started becoming aware that what I was noticing was giving me additional information. It was insight. It was information that was tied to my higher wisdom. So even things like what I was noticing in my environment around me took on a greater significance. I could use it to direct my life. And in my 30s, I started collecting art. And I started noticing that the art I was drawn to had messages for me, or it was foreshadowing where I would be in my future. So I'm a very visual person. So all my intuition and my growth sort of took a natural path through the visual and what I was aware of around me through my senses. And that's how it started. Very organic over many years.
Yeah, it is a process. Creating Woman of Wisdom, there were steps that I didn't know what it was leading towards. And it was so it was very intuitively led. But it was a 5-year process before the idea came forward. And then I was totally ready for it. I totally resonated. It was a body recognition. It was like, yeah, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
I'm going to create this conference. And there was no doubt, you know, because I had, it's like, I don't know, whatever was working in me knew then I was ready for it.
Right. I think all of us have levels of intuition. You know, we get those little hints that we know something, and we either act on them or we don't act on them. We either pay attention or we ignore them. But there's certain situations like what you experienced and what I experienced where your intuition sort of builds to a certain point, and all of a sudden you get that you're intuitive. You start owning it. For me, it's when I started the collage work, the intuitive dream board work. I'm like, oh, I'm intuitive. I can keep accessing intuition purposefully. You know, I don't have to wait for it to show up before I can use intuition. And like, same thing I think sort of happened to you in a different way. And that's what's really exciting is now what I teach is people, go ahead. You don't have to wait even for that process. I'm going to show you some tools that give you that constant access if you want it.
Well, I imagine when you work with people, do you find that some people just think they don't have it, they're not intuitive? Are some people more intuitive than others and just have it naturally, and others, you know, is it a skill you can just learn?
It is a skill. Everybody is intuitive. Most of us, though, are socialized out of our intuition. We are told that the logic brain, that's how we're socialized, is more important than our instincts or our intuitive hits. So what happens is depending on your personality, now some people are just naturally more mental than others, so they may keep trying to override intuition, talk themselves out of their intuition. For other people who are more in their body, maybe it's easier to get intuitive senses and they pay attention to that more. So it really depends on what your personality is like, how much of you've made a practice of trying to listen to it. But everybody, to some degree, is going to be able to explore and expand their intuition. It's just a part of us. It's there already. It's just really playing with it and acting with it, sort of in alignment with who you are as a total person.
So it's really about learning how you receive information, because intuition is like information in you. And we all have different... Well, I don't know, signatures, if you will. Like some people, like you mentioned body, you know, you feel it in your body, and some people might be more visual, or, you know, it's like we have to learn how we get the information. And a lot of times if we don't know how we get it, we discount it. Just like we don't pay attention because we didn't know.
We let go of our social habits. Yeah.
Yeah. And we don't know that that's something in us talking to us, because we don't know, or we think we see other people and, wow, they're really intuitive. Look at them. And I don't do it that way, so I must not be intuitive. We're so into comparing ourselves.
Oh, it's so true. It's so true. You know, I found it really helpful when I read a book. I wish I could remember the name of it, but it described the primary types of intuition. It is physical intuitive, and that's the person who is totally in touch with nature. They may even feel like they're in connection with things in nature. Physical. They feel things physically in their body. Like if somebody sitting right next to them has an ache or a pain, they might even pick up on that ache or pain. People who are physical intuitives are the type of people who can hold objects and read energy from objects. So that's a really fun kind of, but very specific. And everybody has a little bit of all the types. but they lead in one way. Mm-hmm. The other type is emotional intuitive, mm-hmm. which is my primary type. And you're the kind of person, you know, who can go into a room and you sense what's going on. You know, if there's a lot of high energy, you pick it up. If there's a lot of depressed people around you, you probably pick up on that too. So it's really just sensing how people are feeling, and it comes through that vehicle. Now, the downside with that is it's hard to tell when it's your emotion and when it's other people's emotion. But with
right, and there's, yeah, and there's ways to learn that.
Yeah. And then there's the mental intuitive, and that's just when you all of a sudden, without any logic or reason, know something. You just get it into your head, a message comes into your head or a feeling, and you just all of a sudden understand something to be true for you. Then there's the spiritual intuitives, and those are the people who see auras, who they see spirits that have passed. You know, and a lot of people might think of that as the true intuitive, or those persons who see sort of those mystical spiritual things. But that's just one aspect of intuition.
Yes, and there's so much there. And one of the things that you kind of touched on is, and when we don't listen to it, we usually find out later, like, oh, I kind of felt that and I didn't act on it, and wow, you know, it's kind of like getting hit on the head, you know, that
right.
Because
I still do that to this day.
Yeah, we do it because we don't pay attention, because we kind of go, we discount, oh no, that can't be true. And then later it's like, oh wow, I should have listened. I should have gone this road that I thought I should go, because now I'm in a traffic jam. I mean, even little things like that. I did that the other day. I went down the wrong street, and sure enough, there was, I knew I should have gone some the other way. There was construction.
Right.
You know, so that just happens. So you're listening to Voices of Woman with Chris Stainis. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and talk more with Melissa Wadsworth. We'll be right back.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Bambusa Bamboo Products saves trees and reduces waste by providing a new material for bathroom tissue and baby wipes. Bambusa Bamboo Products offers the only tree-free 100% bamboo bathroom tissue and award-winning baby wipes made from ultra-soft bamboo-derived fibers. Using material from renewable bamboo is the ideal alternative for toilet paper and wet wipes. Call 866-996-2867 or visit bambusa.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak.
Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Women of wisdom.
This is Chris Stanis. We're back on Voices of Women, and I'm talking with Melissa Wadsworth. Melissa, hearing some background noise from Chris in the studio. Okay, so Melissa, can you give your contact information? And I think you have an offer that you can tell people about.
Sure. Again, my best way to get a hold of me is to go to my website, melissawadsworth.com. That's MelissaWadsworth.com. And I am offering a complimentary 11-day video course called How to Live the Life of Your Dreams Through Clarity. All you do is just give me your email address, and for 11 days, you will get a clarifying question that helps you understand better what your dreams are and why they matter. So I encourage everybody to just go ahead and take advantage of that gift.
Yes, and I highly recommend Melissa. She's a good friend of mine. She is an excellent presenter, and if you want to coach, contact her through her website, because she is coaching clients, and I can vouch for her as being a great person to work with. So, so we're talking about intuition, and what about symbolism? Because that plays a role. We see so many things around us, and they really have meaning when you look at, if you pay attention, which is what you were talking about. Can you talk about that?
Right. Well, my life philosophy is what you notice matters. Again, it comes from me being the observer and understanding that the starting point for me in intuition development was simple, pure awareness. So if you think of awareness as being on a, on a spectrum like everything else. So what you see around you has at its the very simplest level a literal meaning. You know, is it a resource for you to access? Is it something you're seeing or sensing, smelling, hearing that you can appreciate and is just, layering your life with richness? Or is it symbolic for something? The way I got into the collage work, I found that very quickly that, my soul does not speak in English language. It doesn't speak in any language, in fact. It really speaks in stories, it speaks in symbols, and it speaks in sort of archetypes. So as I've gone through this process and as I teach clients, what we can do then is sort of begin to understand the language of our soul. How is my particular intuition speaking to me? Everybody will have symbols that may be universal, but you will also have very specific things that are true only for you. If you think about it, I knew a woman once who was going through a huge transition in her life, and all of a sudden she started noticing feathers everywhere. We're not talking just a feather here and there. She went on walks and there were feathers everywhere. So for her, the universe was sending her this symbol. That was her symbol for the fact that she was going through transition and she was being supported. We all have the universe talking to us in that way through symbols and through visuals. And what we can do, what we can really play with, I don't want anybody to think of this as work. It's really, you keep it light, if you just keep interested, if you just keep curious about how your intuition speaks to you, and you'll start seeing symbols and just start thinking, what is that trying to say? What can that possibly mean?
So how do you do that? How do you figure out what a feather means? Because you can just go, I see lots of feathers. And you go, well, what is, so how do you work with people in interpreting those symbols?
I take them through a process in which we say, the most obvious meaning, all levels of meaning are true. We're just going to assume that from the very beginning. Because a lot of people, their agenda about what they need things to mean would get in the way otherwise. So I just say, whatever your mind wants it to mean, that's true. That's absolutely true for you, because our reality is our perspective. So if your mind's saying that feather means it's just a bird flew by, then fine, we'll just accept that. And maybe later at a deeper level you go, I've seen these feathers so much and I'm sensing that they're not just the bird flew by. It's I'm being supported by the universe. And those are just little breadcrumbs the universe is sending me to let me know during this tough, challenging time that I'm supported and guided.
Or maybe, I just want to throw in here, you know, because feathers are very common, is a message of be light like a feather. You know, don't take things so seriously. Because feathers float in the air and you flow, you know, so there's lots of ways to interpret a symbol.
Yes, and I love that you brought that in because your interpretation is always going to be the right one for you. So I can say, you know, well, feathers mean X, Y, and Z to me. Well, that's great. That might be valuable input. It might resonate for a client. But the main thing is for them to start playing with what does it mean for them? Because that is the critical link. You'll always have the best understanding of what your symbols are. Nobody else. Always you, no matter how expert other people are. So just learning to trust that. And again, with intuition, we touched on that. Trusting intuition, trusting that you can know, trusting that you can be your best source for information, that is mainly the stumbling block for most people. But once they experience, and that's why I do a creative process, it makes it fun, it makes it really easily accessible to people, and they immediately see the magic of what is there for them to understand about themselves and their life path.
Yeah, and you mentioned about blocks, because we all do have these blocks, and I imagine when you're working with people, you have to help them discover their blocks. What's the belief that's holding them back? What's your experience with that?
Well, sometimes, again, the great thing about the visuals is that it's more powerful. It's a great mind override, if you will. Because we'll get ideas in our head about what will make us happy or what path to success is this. I must stay on this path. And then they'll work with the visuals, and all of a sudden this different energetic is presented to them that is basically undeniable. And they are really viscerally, you know, receiving it. Visually, emotionally, sort of energetically. For instance, I had one woman who came to a workshop, and she was, you know, hot and heavy on this real estate path because she was sure that was the path to success. She had invested all these years in it, and she wasn't going to get off of it. You know, but intuitively, she's like, not really the quality of life I had thought. So she came and she did this dream board, and it was nothing but horses, horses, horses. And she goes, okay, I knew I was interested in horses. You know, back when I lived in England 20 years ago, I had a horse, but I can't have a horse now. But when she saw all these horses on this dream board, she immediately realized the power of that vision and that truth for her. And within, I swear, a month, she had formulated her ideal of the perfect horse. And, of course, she thought, of course, this horse will never show up because it has to be a 20-year-old horse. It's a dapple gray, and it has to be a female. And so she assumed by being so specific that it would never show up. And, like, she mentioned it to someone, and they said, I know where your horse is. So, actually, the more specific you are, the easier it is the universe to deliver it is what you want. And so that's what she found. And she got out of the real estate business, and she ended up getting into a business that was much more in alignment with her ability to own a horse and have that as a quality aspect of her life. So sometimes just seeing is believing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a great example of how to work with that. So is there something that you could share with our audience, an exercise that they can do at home that would help them touch into their intuition? We have a couple minutes.
Sure. One of the easiest things to do is just pick a magazine, any magazine. Flip through it, and the first picture that really, really captures your attention, without you thinking why, it could be color, it could be texture, it could be subject, it could be the feeling of it, just pull it out and start journaling on all the things that come to mind about that picture. Because the universe is really just here to be a mirror for our intuition, for our wisdom. And if we just take a few minutes to start using the universe as that mirror, and that's what you notice, is the process that I use, you can get just a ton of surprising information. So I encourage everybody to do that. Take no time. Don't waste it. Really, within a minute or less, you should be able to pull a picture and journal on it.
Right, and that's like not stopping your mind thinking. You don't try to figure it out with your linear mind, too. You just
start freely associating. I like the picture because this picture reminds me of the last time I was, you know, just pre-associated the best way, keeping it light. Once you find your mind trying to figure it out too hard, working too hard, you just lighten up again and start going back to our pre-association. I like the color, the texture reminds me of, you know, this is kind of place I always thought, whatever it happens to be that relates to the picture.
And that'd be it'd be a great exercise to do, you know, when you're feeling frustrated and overwhelmed, which every one of my friends are right now. We all seem to be going through that. It would be a great time to take a magazine and just do that. It would clear your mind of all the stuff that is on your to-do list that you're feeling overwhelmed about. It would, and it's very relaxing. I also love when you do your dream boards, you do a similar thing, but we pull out a lot of different magazine pictures, and then you start cutting them up and pasting them onto a board. And again, when I do that, I love doing that. And you lead people on this too, where you just intuitively place them on a board and you come up with this beautiful picture. And then the neat thing about it is just to put it on a wall and look at it every so often, and you always see new things. And what is the meaning? What is this showing me in my life? I actually saw, you know, I did this at your workshop a couple of years ago.
Right.
You know, you start seeing your path of, oh, this is in my life and this is what's leading me. It's leading me. Almost sometimes a path is created in that picture. And it shows you where your soul is kind of perhaps leading you to, giving you an inkling of what could be coming.
It shows you what's on the verge of physical manifestation. So you may have part of your board that is sort of related to what is present now energetically, as well as a part of the board that is showing you what's coming or has the potential to come into manifestation based on your present energy.
Right.
It's both a reflection of the seen and the invisible in your life.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, thank you for being here, Melissa. Again, everyone, check out Melissa's. Melissa's free video class on her website, www.melissawadsworth.com. So we're going to take another break and come back. We're going to talk to my second guest, Eliza Romeo.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manages the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light for a Spiritual and Healing Journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit egyptiscalling.com. That's egyptiscalling.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Welcome back. This is Chris Danis, and you are listening to Voices of Women. The song you just heard, Pray Like a Woman, is on our Woman of Wisdom CD, and you can purchase that on our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. There's lots of great songs on that CD. Well, I'm talking now with Elisa Romeo, and she's also going to give a workshop on September 24th. At our Community Connection event in Seattle. It's called One Imagination Station, Connecting with Your Intuition. Now, Lisa is a licensed marriage and family therapist and an intuitive who sees energy and works directly with the subtle body. She graduated from Pacifica Graduate Institute, focusing on the differentiation between intuition and the psychological theory of projection. She has studied shamanic journeying and also with Marion Woodman and her body-soul rhythms work. Elisa blends modern psychology with ancient spiritual truths and is known for making the abstract spiritual world down home with a sprinkling of good time all over it. And we do like good times when we're doing this kind of work, don't we? So
yes.
Welcome, Elisa.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, tell us, that's interesting work that you do, and I'm just curious what led you to that. What was your turning point in your life that turned you, and actually on your website I saw you call yourself a soul whisperer.
Yeah.
Which we want to talk about that, but you know.
Yeah. Well, a friend recently termed me that phrase. She's been working together. She called me. She said I'm a soul whisperer and sometimes yeller because sometimes I'm pretty intense and direct because to me this stuff is really serious. There's like, you know, it's too serious to take seriously at the same time. So, but it's really what I'm all about. And I think a lot of my journey just in life has been about facing that truth, because I grew up in a family where my dad was a biochemist, a scientist, and my mom a mathematician. So there was a lot of emphasis and, you know, importance put on the linear mind, the analytical mind, and then I was kind of a black sheep, I think just this natural, intuitive, psychic girl who didn't know that about herself till I was 17 and I had a wart on my leg and I had shaved it and it had spread. So I had tons of warts on my leg and I was, you know, 17, about to go to college, felt like pretty, like a leper, wouldn't wear shorts and was covering my legs all the time. And so and I'd gone to the doctors over and over. They kept burning it. And then they told me I had third-degree burns from all of that and that I was going to have those burns for the rest of my life. So they basically said, you know, we can't do anything for you. You're going to have this issue. So out of desperation, I went to a woman who I knew was an intuitive and did hands-on healing. And she started running energy on my leg. And I immediately went into a very powerful soul retrieval where my spirit animal came and grabbed me, took me to the lower world, and went on an intense healing journey. And I was so, it was so out of my paradigm at the time that I was crying, because to me that meant going crazy. You know, I had no reference for that. I never heard of a soul journey or any of that. So, and it was very vivid, like I was watching an IMAX movie. So I was really terrified, actually. I feel like my journey was I was grabbed by the kind of lower world and just kind of shown my path. And so I started babbling all these stories, and I was thinking about this when you and Melissa were talking about metaphors and how metaphors can really be in our bodies as well as mirror to us from the external world. And so I was learning to love myself, warts and all, which became really clear to me in the journey. And as I spoke all these traumas and dramas that were held in my body, I was releasing them from my energy fields and from my physical body. And 6 hours later, the woman was literally like, you have to stop. I have to go catch a ferry. And when I kind of came to, I felt completely different. The next day, the warts were gone. And then a couple weeks, the third-degree burns that I was told I was going to have forever were gone. So that freaked me out, but was also such a deep validation that there was something going on here I couldn't deny. And at that time, I went to go live in Italy. So then it was just like a big, you know, the light was on. I just had all these spiritual psychic openings. I started seeing energy everywhere. People would walk up to me and I would see their past lives. And so it was kind of like Pandora's box was opened at that point. And then the next few years was me trying to integrate how to live, you know, with all this information coming at me. So, you know, in the meantime, I went and got my master's in counseling because I love working with people in that way and working it on suicide lines and in a lot of different rehabs with teen girls and juvenile hall. And so in terms of work, it was very grounded and not airy-fairy at all, but I learned how to integrate both worlds to make it really practical and healing for anyone.
Well, integrating that, that's interesting, to being able to integrate it, because a lot of times some people live totally in that world, which, like you say, airy-fairy, you know, it's kind of like they're not grounded in this world. So the fact that right. you're able, and maybe that's your background of having had that linear home, you know, your parents of yeah. of that could ground you in this linear fashion on this plane, combined with this new experience you've had, which is totally nonlinear, and I know that whole shamanic journey is not as a nonlinear, and for you to have kind of a spontaneous one, and I can totally relate to, you know, you having in essence healed yourself by going through that journey, because I mean, I can guess you were looking at all these past lives or whatever, and there is, I've heard statements of how we carry forward into our current life stuff from the past.
Oh, totally.
And
when people work with me on past lives, I usually say, you know, when I see this stuff, I'll say, someone will say, tell me about your past lives. And I'm like, do you have like 40 years? Because I could go on and on. So what I do is talk about what's relevant in your life right now, what you're right. working on, because otherwise it's just kind of a trick or a sideshow, you know. And
yeah.
for me, what the goal is working towards, you know, our soul journey of what we're doing in this lifetime right now, and how can that information help you now with the things you're going through.
Right, because you can get caught up in the story, and it's not about the story, it's about the lesson.
It's not about the story, and it right. can get very titillizing. I had a friend tell me once, somebody said, I see you in a past life. You were wearing a brown hat. And that was, like, all the information. And she's like, great. Like, so, I mean, and that's probably true. And that woman probably wasn't lying. She probably was really getting that. But it's like, how is this healing? How is this helpful? What does this pertain to? You know, I think I'm a big fan of not making it a parlor trick, but being like, what is the point of why we're here? What are we doing? And around getting our soul lessons in why we're here on the planet.
Yeah, it's so important, and to be aware of that, and that's where this whole thing intuition comes in. So let's talk about intuition for you, what that means, and how you access that in yourself.
Yeah, it's like, even when you ask that question, it's like so big to me, because there's so many things I could say on it. I think I really loved what Melissa was talking about with you, and I think for me a huge piece is courage. On the back of my business cards I have something about courage, because it's, we usually have, like, we've gotten the breadcrumbs and we kind of get the hits. We kind of know what it is, but really taking that leap into kind of sometimes going into change or fear, it really does take courage to hear our intuition. I think, you know, there are so many different ways to get it. How I work with people is very visual, because so many people are clairsentient, where they're feeling the emotions of others with the second chakra. And so, and many people don't know they're clairsentient, so they don't understand why they're drained or anxious when they're around other people that are having other things going on in their energy field. So I work, well, and the way I was trained at my school, meditation school, was visual, so that you can get, you know, clarity between your energy and other people's energy on your intuitive hits. But for me, intuition is kind of like the voice of God and Goddess whispering to us, getting us closer and closer to our soul voice, which is our kind of channel to our highest self, the part of us that is us outside of this lifetime. So the part of me that's Elisa, that's outside of Elisa, part of me that's been other genders and races and other times and places. And what is that energy and that essence? And who is that being? And how much does my ego down here know and understand and identify with that? And usually we walk around like horses with the blinders on, having absolutely no understanding of what our being is. We're just kind of in our egos doing our, you know, daily grind, paying our bills, to-do lists, stresses, and maybe having small little tastes or connections to that big energy. And so what I do is just try to live there as much as possible and help people realize that that's a reality, that's a real place, that's a real being that you might not even know at all. And that being is so powerful, such a universe that wants to really be here in your human form. And so I don't mess around with that stuff. I feel great devotion and, like, complete sacred respect for everyone's journey working with that.
Well, and it's like you're talking about the language of the soul.
Yeah.
And it comes to us through a lot of different ways, and learning how, just like Melissa was talking about, how do we receive that information and paying attention to how that language comes in.
Yes, and I think the soul work is usually more human, more grounded than spirit work, because to me, they're both important, but they're very different. And the soul work, to me, is much more feminine, where spiritual work can get very masculine, and we all have both, and they're both important. But in general, the feminine is much more repressed and not supported on the planet right now. So for me, my bias is really the soul work with people.
Well, that's an interesting concept. I hadn't heard that before. But right now, we're going to take a break, and we'll come back to it. So stay tuned.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented VacuPractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their VacuPractor.
The VacuPractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust and not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my VacuPractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiffness and lower back pain give the VacuPractor a try.
VacuPractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95, and you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The VacuPractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the VacuPractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit VacuPractor.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Danis, and I'm talking to Elisa Romeo. So, Elisa, can you share your contact information with our audience?
Yes. My website is ELISAROMEO.com, and my email is on there, ELISA@ElisaRomeo.com.
Okay.
It's Elisa with an E.
Yeah, right, Elisa. I was going the L-E, the pronunciation, sorry. So my mind
sounds
went
like an A. That's what's confusing, yeah.
Yes. So we were just talking about the soul and spirit, and the soul being feminine and the spirit being more masculine. And I've always been confused of soul, spirit. It's just, to me, it seems like one big supernatural thing, you know,
right.
Soul and spirit. And to differentiate that is kind of interesting. And I can see why you say that in a way. But you work with a lot of people. So, and I noticed we were talking about energetic codependency and how that affects our relationship to our soul voice. So, and you said how the soul is more interesting and more important to you. So what is this energetic codependency?
Well, because I worked for years in rehabs and I worked with so many addicts and alcoholics and their families with just regular, plain old codependency, I really was clear on what that topic was. And then I started to realize that we all do it a lot with many things, even besides people. We can be energetically codependent with an event, a time period, a place. So besides people, places, and things, it can be really, you can be energetically codependent with very subtle energetic things that can affect your ability to hear your soul voice. And what I usually do is teach people how to dialogue with their soul voice so they are naming it. They're very close and familiar with it. It's their new BFF where they can get really practical information, like you said, even things about should I go left or right down the street? What should I eat for lunch? And you find when you do follow the wisdom of the soul voice, you're just going to be a lot better off than if you're wandering around after your ego. You're going to have a lot more synchronicities and other types of amazing miracles coming into your life because you'll truly be guided all the time. And so energetic codependency, the teleclasses that I've been doing are to really help people identify and clear energetically those things that might be filtering in from their soul wisdom. And just even speaking earlier about how this weekend's the 10-year anniversary of 9/11, there's a big group energy on that date, and especially in New York City where so many of my clients are from, really helping people clear who have been personally affected or were at the site that day, how to be in relationship with that date with energy off of it cleared or with other people's energy off that date. So really using, I like to use percentages a lot to get information of how much you've cleared, how much more you need to clear, so that, you know, just like any type of anniversary of anyone's death or a birthday of someone who's passed, you can definitely on those days be feeling lethargic, anxiety, and not even know why and not even necessarily realize that it's because of that date. So there's a lot of power in dates and in different events and also group energy of other people feeling into what that is on that date.
Right, especially that particular date. And we all remember where we were when we heard that news.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those things like Kennedy's death. So let's go a little more on how do you then train people to recognize that energetic codependency and what do you do to release it? Because we were talking about when that codependency, that's that sort of yuck factor where you're...
Yep. Well, I work a lot with the chakra system, chakra meaning spinning wheel. So I work, I help people to recognize and identify either visually or through feeling in their body what chakra is being activated. Let's say you have an ex-boyfriend who is courting you from his third to the back of your fifth. So his power and control center is courting your unconscious connection to your communication. That's not a great cord you want to have, and those cords can be active 15 years after you even spoke with this person.
So that's a cord. Let's get clear for our audience. That's a cord, like, from him, from one chakra, say from his heart. He's latching his energy onto you, and you're feeling it.
It could be affecting your interpretation of your intuition, because that's how I interpret the fifth, is it can be affecting what you tell yourself about your spiritual and soul information. So you do not want, like, a cord like that hanging out. So cutting those cords, clearing those cords, and then recognizing when they come in. And people always are shocked when we clear the cord. You get the phone call or you run into the ex-boyfriend the next day, because usually the universe will test you. How serious are you around cleaning this up?
And they want to reconnect, too, because they're it may be consciously or unconsciously,
right,
but they're still not, you know, wanting you or have that energy towards you, and so they're wanting to, they will actually feel that disconnect, like, oh my God, and they're so familiar with that, they want that, so they're going to reach out for it again. So it's a real test, like, how do you keep that? Because it's going to drain you of your energy.
He usually has no idea a cord's got. He just suddenly is thinking of you. And that's usually when I become soul yeller with somebody, because that's when I have to get serious.
Yeah, like, drop this person.
drop this person if you want to hear your voice. Yeah.
Yeah, well, not only that, just drains you of your energy. You know, you're drained and you're tired and you're depressed and you don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have anything to do with you. It has to do with other energies coming towards you.
And I tell people, you have forever. You're going to have millions of lifetimes, but in this lifetime, you only have this lifetime. So do you want to be doing this?
Mm-hmm. And so what, then releasing that, you're going to be, what you said, you're going to be more in tune with your personal energy and your own intuition and hearing your soul voice.
Right.
Because you're clearer. You're clearer in your energetic field, which is physical, and we have many energy fields. You know, it's physical and it's etheric and it's emotional and spiritual and mental. All those bodies play into that, correct?
It's a lot to keep track of, isn't it?
Don't give me an overwhelm.
There's a lot going on. So, and it's not to become paranoid and be like obsessed with what's happening with every chakra every moment. It's just when you're feeling funky to check in. Oh, wow, who's in my space? Can I send them back with love? Can I call myself back at the end of the day and replenish my energy? And, wow, I didn't know I was hanging out at the grocery store or the gas station with that random person I didn't know. I'm going to bring my energy back to myself.
Yeah, it's learning how to do that, how to contain your energy and know the difference. And that's something I teach in my class, too, learning the difference between my energy and somebody else's energy. And when I'm feeling something that doesn't feel like me, I got to recognize this is somebody else's energy, and I can it's like putting a boundary around me. I don't have to let that in. But you have to recognize it. You have to learn how to recognize it. So it's good to find a teacher who can teach you how to do that.
Yeah, it's key to be able to tell that difference. And sometimes it can get really difficult with projection and projective identification and the shadow work, and that's where my therapy stuff comes in, because, you know, even Jung got trapped up in it, and so everybody gets trapped up in it. It's part of being human sometimes.
Yes, that is, we are human, and we all have these dilemmas, and we all go through this, and we have our, you know, ebbs and flows. I mean, this week has gone from coming out of vacation for myself and being in not so much of a flow to ending the week in a flow. And then I always think, oh, this is great. Why can't I stay here? And then I'm back in the downward spiral. And then I get myself back up. And, you know, we all do that. And we just have to recognize, I think, more and more as we train ourselves, we don't go so far deep into the pit.
Mm-hmm.
We learn how to come out.
We don't want to, but we have to call ourselves back from our vacation.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being here, Elisa. It was great talking to you. Yeah, so I want to leave everyone with this thought today. Intuition, we all have it. So pay attention this weekend to that inner wisdom you have. What is your body telling you? What is your mind? What is your heart telling you?
What is your gut? Often it's a gut sensation, a knowingness of what's right for you. So listen, listen, listen. It's all inside you. It's a big exploration of listening to your soul. So this is Chris Stainis. I'm glad to have shared this hour with you on Voices of Women. You can contact me by emailing me at wow@womenofwisdom.org. And I'm the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. It's an inspirational book of many different voices of the divine feminine. It's a book you can have by your bed, read at night, and you just pick up a chapter and read someone's pearls of wisdom. You can purchase it at www.womenofwisdom.org. And I just want to announce we have our theme for this year's conference. Our February 16th to the 20th, 2012 conference is our 20th year. Our theme is going to be Radiate the Divine Feminine. Our world is ready. And yes, we are ready. So thank you for being here today. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.